Cotton, House GOP shouldn't help Dems spend billions on chips after suicide note spending deal that will cost jobs, hike prices. By Ian Hanchett on July 27, 2022. On Wednesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Ingram Engle, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, urged House Republicans to reject the semiconductor bill and not help the Democrats tomorrow spend $250 billion so they can turn around and pass their trillion-dollar tax and spend bill next week. Cotton said, relevant remarks begin around 1:20. Joe Manchin's 700-page trillion-dollar tax and spend bill is probably the longest suicide note in the history of West Virginia. At a time when West Virginians and Americans are paying $4 and $5 a gallon for gas, what do the Democrats now propose to do? Spend hundreds of billions of dollars more to sick the IRS on hard-working American families. It's only going to drive up inflation more and cost people their jobs. I would also point out, Laura, this is a huge, huge amount of spending when you add it onto the $250 billion spending that the Senate passed today that the House is voting on tomorrow. And I would urge every House Republican after this double cross not to support that $250 billion spending bill on semiconductors and other things, most of which is just going to end up benefiting China anyway because it doesn't have adequate security or counterintelligence guardrails. House Republicans, I would encourage you not to help the Democrats spend $250 billion tomorrow when they just unveiled another trillion-dollar tax and spend bill that they want to move to next week. He added, I would encourage House Republicans not to help the Democrats tomorrow spend $250 billion so they can turn around and pass their trillion-dollar tax and spend bill next week. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.